Okay, so you spent your Labor Day doing what?
Grilling,
swimming,
sleeping, eating, shopping, playing, randomly slapping faces.
Okay, well, now that you've got that out of your system, it's time to do some binge listening and catch up on what's going down on all your favorite TV shows.
Hello.
That means get your download fingers ready, because AfterBuzz Network's got them all. Everything from wrestling's Raw and Real Housewives of Everywhere
to Days of Our Lives and Big Brother.
You name it, and AfterBuzz has a post-show recap ready to catch you up on it.
So get those earbuds plugged in now.
You'll find the AfterBuzz Network on the Podcast One app, iTunes, and of course at PodcastOne.com.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerito back here to talk about the week's most interesting news stories once again here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual factual news.
Yes, that's right. The actual factual news is back once again to talk about the week's top story, September 7th, 2016. Tyson, the word on the street is that you were so excited about the Apple keynote today that you were considering buying the new iPhone 7.
Yeah, that is definitely the word on the street. Yes. But is it true or not? Only time will tell.
Yes. Danny Bryson, Eye in the Sky, what's your take on the iPhone 7? You in or you out?
Well, this rumor about Tyson could be like a Chinese whisper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it started
off. Is
that
a euphemism?
No. Like Tyson said to somebody, I really hate the iPhone. I hope Apple gets sued by every country they run their tax money through and goes bankrupt. And then it ended up, you know, a couple people later, Tyson's going to buy an iPhone 7. He loves it more than his firstborn.
Is that true?
And then Tyson already has an iPhone 7.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I was pretty excited to get the new iPhone. And then I listened to a podcast this morning and they're like, yeah, I mean, I think it's not cool to be excited about the iPhone anymore. I think that the new cool, hey, I'm cool because I'm getting the iPhone, is the new cool to say, yeah, you know what? I'm sort of smartphone fatigue, Tyson.
Yeah, there is some smartphone fatigue there. I still think all the guys and gals with gauged earlobes will be in line for that first day to get those phones.
Yes, you think so?
But, yeah, I think so. The beanies and the gauged earlobes.
Yeah. I think that the cooler hipster move is to say, like, if somebody has the Apple Watch, to call them out as being a jerk. And then also, if they have the new iPhone, then also it's a little bit like garish to get the new iPhone.
Wow. So these hipsters are not even going to get they're not even going to be like secret holders of the phone.
I don't know. Danny, what do you think?
Oh, first of all, are the details out?
I think they're probably competing with this live broadcast.
Oh, hopefully we've drawn away a lot of the people who were interested in the phone release.
Yeah, who do you want to listen to? Tim Cook or Tyson?
Tyson, Rob, did you label this as iPhone 7 release?
No, I was going to. I was going to, but we're so far behind schedule, I couldn't think of something witty to say. But basically, I was going to say that, look, tune in for our live special event where we premiere our new devices.
Yeah, the Apple keynote iPhone 7 unboxing.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Do you know how many hits we would have had?
A million.
Yeah, but I guess none of the hipsters would have tuned in.
Yeah, they're sort of over it. So I think that there's probably not that many new things they're going to add to the phone. So we'll see. We'll see. Maybe we'll be blown away by what they announce. Can I bring up one other thing before we jump into the news? As I was doing some research for the show this morning, I stumbled across an article about a new crazy fan theory, quote unquote, about the film Grease that was posted to Reddit in the last couple days. Are you guys familiar with the Grease?
It's one of Danny's favorite movies. The only times I've ever watched it are with him.
Yes.
I watched it once against my will.
With who?
Girls. That's the only reason a guy would watch that show is he was with a girl who wants to watch that show, and he likes the girl, so he watched the show.
Yeah. All right.
But if you're a Scientologist, don't you have to watch all of John Travolta's movies?
I'm not sure I've ever been on their cruise ship, so I don't know what's required.
All right. Well, speaking of cruise ships and the ocean, so this fan theory passes along the idea that I'm going to spoil Grease for the record, if you don't mind me spoiling a 40-year-old movie.
I think it's spoiled a long time ago.
Yeah.
So when they're in the ocean in the beginning of the movie, and she's talking about how he saved her from drowning, and then at the end of the movie when they fly off in the car into heaven, this user is saying that Sandy is dead the whole movie. She died. This is like a drowning woman's fantasy as she's then going off into heaven. Tyson, are you in or out?
I'll have to rewatch the movie now, I guess. Me and Danny will have to do a rewatch.
Sandy D was dead the whole time.
I'm in.
Yeah. Danny?
The movie played out like a woman's fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, with the singing in the leather jackets.
Yeah.
In the 50s diners.
Yeah.
So, I could see that. I bet you that's every woman's fantasy. That's always what they see right before they go towards the light.
Interesting. All right. So would love to hear some feedback on that as well, if you're in or out on the Sandy was dead theory of Greece. Fascinating, because the ending never made any sense in terms of why they in a flying car flying out of the football field.
Yeah, but the rest of it was... right in line with reality.
Yeah. Zachary Chong is saying that's an old theory. Yeah, I guess people had posted also that maybe Danny Zuko was dead the whole time. So somebody was dead the whole time, the whole movie.
Well, if you can believe that many people can just dance at random that well, mm-hmm. then you could probably believe cars can fly.
Yeah. All right, well, let's jump into our top story at this hour. And this was a story sent into us by many of the listeners of this show, who many of know that I do not love the clowns. And there is a story that's been going on in South Carolina. Many people have been alarmed after there have been multiple reports of clowns attempting to lure children into the woods, Danny.
It's just a couple clowns giving a bad name to clowns in general. I think that it's the duty of all good clowns everywhere to seek out these clowns who are giving clowns a bad name. And, you know, maybe some vigilante justice needs to be done by the clowns in order to kind of forgive the clown community as a whole.
Tyson, what's your take on the clowns?
In all honesty, I think if I put myself in a teenage mind and you're like, come in here, kids, I have candy, knowing they'll run back to their parents and be like, a clown tried to kidnap me. That's probably a funny joke to a teenager. As a parent now, I'm like, well, Bergen probably wouldn't be lured in by a clown because she's too young. Mm-hmm. But what if they were children your child's age or Danny's? Yeah. Then that gets a little more worrisome. Plus, the fact that they were finding weapons on these, like, stashed in the woods.
Yeah, so the clowns apparently had green laser pointers.
That's not a weapon.
Yeah.
You'll definitely get in trouble with the TSA for that. Yeah.
And they were running away, but allegedly these clowns had chains, knives, and money and tried to lure the children into the forest. And
by offering them chains and knives?
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, kids, I've got some chains and knives.
And I think that there's been reports that these clowns are popping up in other states. And there's only one issue that I want to hear about in this presidential election. What are Trump and Hillary and these other third party candidates going to do about the creepy clowns?
How do we know that's not Trump and Hillary in the clown suit?
That would be a scandal if that came to light.
I'm maybe the clowns are the third party. Maybe the clowns are on the ballot, buddy, and the clowns are maybe our best option.
Well, they do not have my vote. I'll tell you that right now.
What's your beef with clowns, man?
I don't like them. They're creepy. I think a regular clown is creepy. Like, creepy clown to me is an oxymoron.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Rob. When do you ever look at a clown and be like, that clown?
Yeah, I misspoke. Actually,
put yourself in the guy under the makeups, from his perspective, and be like, okay, yeah, I get it.
Creepy clown, I should have said, is redundant. It's not an oxymoron. Uncreepy clown would be an oxymoron.
Yeah,
we got what you said. We knew what you were saying.
Yes. I'll get redundant. Redundant means repetitive,
yes,
kind of.
You're going to talk about the next story, which I was going to tie into this one if you didn't talk about it. And that is, maybe the economy just isn't supporting the clowns. And so you have a lot of unemployed clowns sleeping in the woods,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the only valuables they have, which are chains and knives and laser
money.
Pointers and money.
And money.
Okay. Oh, this is interesting, Danny. So you're saying that basically The clown economy over the last 8 years or so has really suffered. And so you're saying that there's a, you know, clown nationalist movement to bring back the
clowns.
Good paying clown jobs to America, many of which have been outsourced to either Vegas or other sort of international destinations. And a lot of the good paying clown jobs at home have all dried up.
I think another theory is that kids just aren't entertained by clowns now because they have such great shows and choices for comedy that the clown may have worked hundreds of years ago when there was nothing else to do but stare at your toenails and watch them grow. And so now the clown's just, you know, he's becoming irrelevant. And, you know, that's part of the reason why the next story about clown tuition going up is because the number of clowns enrolling is dropping. The price is becoming more expensive for all the paint and the fake noses. And it's just, you got a lot of homeless clowns in the woods.
Tyson, are you buying this? These are disgruntled working clowns that just want to get back and have good paying clown jobs available again?
It very well could be. I don't know if the clown minimum wage is the same as the regular minimum wage, but that's hard to live on.
Yeah.
And maybe they're just finally sick of it. They're fed up and they're making a stand.
Yeah, this is interesting. Okay, so according to a recent Google search, there's a story from CBS News about how clowns are on the decline. There's not much data available on clown salaries. But the range was at one point $85,000 to $92,000. But that I guess a lot of clowns earn about $51,000 a year, which is, you know.
But you're doing what you love.
You're doing supposedly.
And it's a cash business because obviously he's got wads of cash on it.
Cash business. So that 50 grand that's reported is actually could be as high as $600,000 a year. Cash, monies.
You know, let's not overlook the possibility that this is someone who just doesn't know how to apply makeup.
Oh, that's possible. Right? That's possible.
And they're like, they bought
where did this happen again?
Kardashian makeup, and they put it on, and they were just in the woods hiking, came out into someone's backyard, and the children were terrified. I'm just saying, we really need to look at this from a lot of different angles.
And just the other thing I think we need to take a look at here is that this is so on the proverbial red nose with these clowns in the woods trying to lure children with candy and money. It's almost as if you were a clown, like this would be a terrible plan. It would be so transparent. It's almost as if somebody is trying to make the clown industry look bad. Am I putting on my tinfoil wig?
The mimes are trying to take down the clowns.
Yeah.
Well, do you think that all the clowns, when you know you had a generation of clowns in Clown College and it came out, they were excited. They're like, finally, they're going to make a movie about clowns. This is going to really help the clown industry. And they were all sitting around watching the movie It. And then they realized, oh, shit, you know, this... No. And ever since that movie's been made, clowns have now been turned from an object of, you know, fun and laughter to terror.
Yeah.
Maybe that was a turning point.
So, I mean, I don't think there's been any reports of anybody being hurt, but this has been in South Carolina and North Carolina, multiple reports of these creepy clowns showing up in the woods.
I mean, hurt. Emotionally, yeah, there's probably been some damage.
there will be counseling later in life.
Yeah.
So
according to this, there's been up to six sightings already.
Six clown sightings?
Yes.
That's just not natural.
It's not natural. But
no.
Yeah. In a time of turmoil for the clown industry, also, this is a surprising time to hear this story about a new college, a circus college, you could say a clown college, is opening up in Philadelphia. Good college town, though, right, Danny?
Oh, excellent. Excellent place to put a college.
Yeah.
Lots of history.
So Circus University is set to open up in Philadelphia with tuition costing a record high $15,000 a year to go to Circus College, Danny.
Wow.
Well, you're about as likely to get a job with that degree as you are, you know, with a degree in law. Yeah. So,
well, it used like to be
so expensive cheaper. Too.
Right. It used to be that you could just go out and get any circus job with just a circus university degree. But now often a lot of these circus performers go deeply into debt because they have to go to graduate circus college just to get a decent job.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's
right.
Not even a guarantee.
Yeah. You have to get a master's in circus art sometimes.
Is this just a rebranding
a
of the Trump University?
Degree. Yeah.
Yeah. Is this Trump University rebranding?
I don't believe so. Yeah, I don't think this is a rebranding for Trump University. So,
but it, yeah. Oh, well, I don't know. I saw the picture and I thought maybe.
So for $15,000 a year, you could get a degree in things like clowning, acrobatics, juggling, and aerial acts.
But couldn't you just make a certificate with... you know, at Kinko's,
your printer,
copy
yeah,
it
and it'd
off.
Be
yeah.
probably as legitimate as this one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this an accredited university? Are these credits going to transfer if you, say, want to go to Harvard later in your career?
I'm not sure.
I'm looking I'm over not. Your transcript, son. I've never heard
clowning
of
transfers,
circadium.
But acrobatics, we don't offer that course here. That will not transfer. So of the 85 credits you've taken at Clown University, 20 of those will transfer to Harvard.
Yeah. Danny, do you know, is this a four-year degree? Do you need to go to 4 years of Circus University and get, or is it just like 1 year you go?
I'm looking right now.
We have any idea?
No, I, you know,
I guess
I don't
it's
know.
An associate.
It doesn't say in the article.
Actually, it's a three-year vocational school, and the name of the school is called Circadium.
Mm, okay, good. 3 years, the best 3 years of your life. Can you imagine what parties and frats are like at the clown college?
Oh,
you
geez.
Thought
yeah.
that one clown in the woods was terrifying? Go to a frat party and it's like your worst nightmare, Rob.
What's the
circus folk?
What's the mortality rate of these students as they spend the 3 years at acrobatics school too?
It's are just opening. It's just opening now, so we don't know. We won't know for 3 years.
Okay.
If in 3 years we see a lot more clowns on the edge of woods, you know, in residential areas, we'll know where they came from.
Yes. What I want to know is, will this circus college have a pizza ATM on the campus?
I bet they'll have a bunch of them. Is this the rise of the clowns? Will the clowns eventually gain knowledge like a human and be able to eventually overthrow us?
You think that the clowns will become sentient at some point?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Is that going to happen?
Oh, man, what a nightmare. What a nightmare that would be. Danny, do you think that there will be some sort of like cliques forming, some sort of like Revenge of the Nerds type scenes where the clowns hang out with the clowns, the acrobats hang out with the acrobats, the jugglers hang out with the jugglers, the lion tamers hang out with the lion tamers?
And then the magicians just sit outside campus wishing they had a campus of their own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Where's
are magicians involved in the circus, though?
No, I don't know. It doesn't say. And I was just thinking
like
that how long until we see a magician's college pop up. Or maybe there already is one and we're just not aware of it.
There's Magic Camp. They made a documentary about it.
Wow.
And it's a must see.
Must see Magic Camp?
Yeah, but you don't get a degree. Like, you don't get a formal ceremony where you walk through and receive your diploma in full clown outfit.
It's mm-hmm. true, but sometimes street cred goes further than a piece of paper.
Yeah. Mm. The good news is that in terms of the off-campus housing, it's very easy to get the class because that there are carpools set up where up to 20 to 30 clowns can all fit in one car to arrive at campus at the same time. You always can get a ride at clown school.
And as a clown, riding on the bus is actually pretty pleasant because nobody will sit within 5 seats of you.
Mm-hmm.
So you just stare at people when they sit down close to you and honk your nose once, and they just get up and walk to a different part of the bus.
Here's a business idea. Maybe Uber should do a clown Uber ride where they can pick up 85 clowns in a Toyota Prius.
Yeah.
That's good. Good idea. Okay. Let's talk about our next story. And this is another wacky story. This is from Australia, home of Australian Survivor Tyson.
Oh, wow. So you're saying that Australia... Mm-hmm. is home to Australian Survivor.
That's right. Well, actually, Samoa is home to Australian Survivor, but
I've been there before.
It airs in Australia.
Okay.
So there is a woman, and she was, they posted a mugshot of this teenager on the Facebook page of the police department. And, you know, as these teenagers may, you know, are very concerned with their reputation on social media, this woman, Amy Sharp,
just teenagers,
I guess that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Amy Sharp, they posted this picture of her and they were on the hunt for her. And she was not happy with the photo they used. So she uploaded a new photo for the police to use, which led to her arrest.
Yeah, yeah. She listens to our podcast.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, because we talked about that.
Right. We were talking about hot mugshot guy. We did mention hot mugshot girl, but maybe she wanted to be the Australian hot mugshot girl. So the photo, if you're watching this on our YouTube channel or on our Facebook live stream, you could see the photo on the right is the photo that she added, which I have to say is an improvement. Upgrade.
It's definitely an upgrade. She looks pretty frumpy in the left side. I don't know what she's got going on there.
Yeah, what is going on there? Is she being slowly crushed by something? Because it looks like she's, you know.
Yeah, she's been out all night. It looks like they have a correctional facility like thing. Those never fit right. They're not a slim fit. And then she has like some weird scarf draped
like a
over
shawl.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah, shawl.
Oh, you're looking at that. I was looking at the other picture. Yeah, she doesn't look great, but don't worry, guys. She got
she deserved? Here's the thing. If you're a struggling model out there, make sure you're looking your best. Mm-hmm. You know, go get your hair did, get a makeover, whatever. Then go commit a crime. Make sure not to frazzle yourself. Stay calm. Mm-hmm. Get that hot mugshot. The sky's the limit from there.
Yeah.
Although her strategy may pay off. She got 60,000 likes on her post to the police.
Oh, yeah, because she tagged the police in it. It was like, can you please use this photo instead?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
60,000 likes. So, Tyson, I think that this was maybe she saw what had been done and thought it's time for something new, and she planned this whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
Danny, can you help me understand? I'm not still not sure what she did.
Correctional facility. She's being
a
teenager.
Yeah, but why was she in the correctional facility in the first place? She escaped from a correctional facility. But I don't understand what
troubled
she did.
Troubled kids go to correctional facilities.
So she was just a troubled kid?
Probably just a troubled teen, you know, breaking rules at school, couldn't go to regular school, had to go to correctional facility.
Taking flocka.
Yeah, probably. No, the Australian version of flocka, which I think is what?
Glue.
Caffeine? Glue. Paint. So, yeah, you know, these kids, she'll probably turn out to be a pillar of the community in the future. But for now, she's, you know, lives by her own rules. Sometimes she doesn't even live by those.
Danny, is she on to something, though? Should criminals be allowed to upload their own mugshot?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
a law-abiding citizen should be allowed to, but not a criminal.
Interesting. So Tyson, you'd like to see some sort of like scarlet letters type of, like, I guess if you look up on Google, ever you get to upload your own photo, but then once you get arrested, your mugshot has to go and be replaced like a yearbook photo.
This is what I think. This is what I think. You should be able to post a picture that best represents you so I can identify you in public and stay away from you and judge you from a distance. The problem with a lot of these mugshots is that I would never recognize that person because that's not their street look. You know, that's their mugshot when their eyes are glazed over. So I want to be able to recognize these people if they're my neighbors or if they're in Taco Bell sitting next to me so that I can properly shun them and judge them.
You want to see what they look like out in the wild.
Yeah. So when I see them out in the wild, I can take the appropriate actions.
Okay. How about this? We go the scarlet letter route and they have to wear a t-shirt with their mugshot printed on the front of it. Actually, that's a good idea. If I ever have a mugshot of myself, I will have a t-shirt with it printed on the front.
Okay. So you feel like that if somebody goes to jail, then when they get out of jail, they should have to wear a shirt all the time that has their mugshot on the front?
Well, only if they're if they're on parole or something like that.
They're on parole.
Yeah, okay. If once they're in the clear completely, like a sex offender should always have to wear a t-shirt with a mugshot of them on it.
I think you're onto something. I think you're onto something here. But forget the t-shirt because you wear a jacket over the t-shirt or a sweatshirt over the t-shirt. I think you should have to wear the jail uniform out in the street. Which is then like, okay, well, this is a parole person. We're still trying to like just be, everybody should know. What do you think of that?
Okay.
Yeah. How long does this discussion have to take before eventually we get to like branding them on the neck?
Because parole is, I mean, it's just clothes,
here,
Danny. And then when you're done with parole, then you will go back to regular clothes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for some people, I could see the point in that, you know, but for most people, they have a right to move on.
That's called after parole.
I still think that I don't want to just everyone wearing the same, you know, outfit without context. I want to understand. I could appreciate
different
it maybe
colors.
If it wasn't.
What about color?
Yeah, maybe different colors or an explanation. Okay. I just don't want to.
How about this? You know, what if you have like some sort of what are those like black and white square things that you scan called, Tyson?
Barcodes.
QR code.
Yeah, QR code. What about and then you could sort of like just scan it, and then you could read like the full report of like, oh, okay, well, this guy, he just like you know, he didn't return Freddy Got Fingered for a couple of years. Yeah, that's fine.
I think a QR code is getting a little close to, you know, some other identification marks that were given to some people a while
ago. It's not a tattoo, Danny.
Yeah, but okay. You know what? You guys have your system. I'll move somewhere else when you two.
So we're going to start our two countries, and we'll see which one thrives.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I just won't let anybody in. I'm going to make you guys build my wall.
Wow, that sounds suspiciously like someone.
Yeah,
yeah,
Danny.
I'm going to let everybody in.
Okay, all right. Yeah, as long as they have a QR code, sure.
Yeah,
then you know, and you know what's going on. Okay, let's talk about our week in missing food items. So over in NYC, in Manhattan, Alicia Collins tells us a story about new security measures that have been put into place after there's been a wave of ice cream theft. Of course, it's the hot summer. I mean, this is really the time to be stealing some ice cream, Tyson.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. In the winter, ice cream's at an all-time low, so it'd make more
delicious.
Sense to steal it in its peak. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Probably the time when hot chocolate theft is at its all-time high.
Yeah, that's a real. People are stealing it
now
by the gallon.
Now you can't give it away. Yeah.
Did you notice there was a shortage of ice cream in New York when you visited?
No, I actually went to get ice cream with or for my wife that I asked her. I made the mistake of asking her, hey, do you need anything while I'm out? And she said, yes, I need Carvel. And I said, the F is Carvel? That's an ice cream store in New York. I have to go find Carvel, not just ice cream, specific ice cream from a given store. And then also the ice cream truck came around while I was there. And then my son Dominic wanted ice cream from the ice cream truck. So, yeah, I was really inundated with ice cream in New York. Did not notice a shortage. Okay.
I've got a couple questions about this.
Yeah, the Carvel was for my wife.
No, not about the Carvel. About the ice cream bandits here.
Yes.
Do they have, like, a styrofoam cooler right outside the store filled with dry ice?
Yeah, because it's hot.
Because how do you transport this ice cream and resell it? Because I've purchased ice cream when it's already been melted a little bit and refroze, and it's like, no, thank you.
Yes. All right.
But
well,
let me
just add how much ice cream this was.
Oh,
1,249 cartons or bars of ice cream and gelato in 11 different incidents since November. So they actually got in when it was easy to steal the ice cream. Nobody was missing it.
Mm. Ooh. Yeah.
And they were actually probably thankful. Almost a year.
They were thankful for the floor space in November, December, January, February. They're like, oh, thank goodness somebody stole that ice cream. We can put hot dogs there or something else. Yeah. Here's the thing. Even when they steal, like you're saying, Danny, if you steal 100 gallons of ice cream, that center gallon as you're packing it in the van is going to stay cool by all the other ice cream surrounding it. So only if you even only get away with that one good gallon and the rest melts, you're fine. Mm. That's a bonus.
I think we need to start looking at these ice cream truck drivers because ice cream is like the perfect thing to steal, and then you have a distribution system to move. You know the old saying, "Fell off the truck." Well, this is like literally what could be going on. I think that it's a real tip off. I think that the ice cream trucks, I think, are going to be in on this.
Well, are we going to see a Heat-like version where instead of knocking over an armored vehicle, they knock over like a Ben & Jerry's delivery truck?
Yes.
Is there a Ben & Jerry's delivery truck? Oh, like the one that goes to the store?
Yeah, yeah, like the ones that are delivering all this ice cream. Are we going to see some, you know, these guys heavily armed, you know?
Armored trucks with little slots to stick their guns out. Armored trucks
delivering ice cream.
Heist.
Awesome. A legitimate heist in the middle of Manhattan and a shootout with police all over ice cream.
So you're saying in the future we're going to see a movie with Marky Mark Wahlberg driving a Mini Cooper around stealing ice cream from armored trains and armored trucks.
Can't fit that much ice cream in a Mini Cooper, though.
Yeah, but the Mini
Cooper. Yeah, multiple
with 20
Mini Coopers.
Yeah, and then they all drive in like a uniform pattern
and
swish-swash.
I think that multiple Mini Coopers you refer to as a swarm of Mini Coopers.
Yeah.
Yes.
So a swarm.
I thought it was a gaggle.
A gaggle of Mini Coopers?
Or a quorum. Yeah. Could be a quorum.
So before we jump into the next story, let me just take a moment and thank one of our sponsors, DraftKings.com, that this Sunday is the kickoff for the NFL, and if football is your passion, you know all the players and teams, the strengths and weaknesses, you could put that knowledge to the test and play for your shot at the $1 million top prize at DraftKings.com. Danny, you could really settle the score with Tyson if you could somehow manage to win $1 million doing something.
Finally, I'd have something to live for.
Something over him. Yeah, because it's part of the $5 million in total prizes that they're doling out for the week one contest, because DraftKings.com is the destination for 1 week fantasy football, because 1 week fantasy means no season long commitments, Tyson. I know you that you don't love commitments.
Yeah, no, not for me.
Yeah, not for you, not for anybody. Play whenever you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your players, follow your team live. You could renew old rivalries by challenging friends and family in a private league to prove you're the superior GM, or join an existing league and go head-to-head with friends, coworkers, and fantasy players from all across the country. So hurry to DraftKings.com now. Choose those players, and you could seriously cash in week one. Use the promo code ROB and play for free with your first deposit. That's promo code ROB to play for free for your share of $5 million in total prizes in the week one contest only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See the website for details. We also talked last week about all of the soap that had gone missing in Canada. Danny, what's going on with energy drinks in Canada?
Well, this one's not as big a heist, but Tyson has a theory about the energy drinks.
Tyson, where are the energy drinks going in Canada?
Well, our friend Henry Wall sent us this story. And apparently a company, but I don't think an energy drink company, just a regular company that stockpiles energy drinks, had hundreds of dollars of it stolen. This is my theory. Yes. I think the heists, the guys who are helping with the cheese heist, the guys who are maybe even trickling down into New York and doing the ice cream heist, they're doing the soap heist. What other heists have we got going on over there? The nut heist in California.
Heist, yeah.
Yeah.
These guys are all the same guys. It's all a linked interconnection. And they needed some energy, man. It takes, if you got 5 to 10 guys in there and you steal a few hundred dollars worth of energy drinks, that's probably well over 100 hours of energy per thief.
So you think the guys that are stealing everything are running on fumes? They need the energy drink.
Yes.
Yeah, all the sugar has got them bogged down. They're super sleepy. They're not out there. They don't have time to heist because they're taking so many naps now with all the
plus
milk
the
product
cheese
in them.
The cheese and the constipation.
So they've got to amp themselves up. Do not approach them. Do not approach these people on the street, because they are amped up after several energy drinks each.
And they're going to smell fresh and clean. They've got a lot of soap. What other telltale signs are there? They will not be in ice cream stores or cheese stores or nut stores, because they have all that.
Yeah, if you know someone who's not buying cheese, nuts, or ice cream, you know, be suspicious. Please. Maybe if you see something,
call your local
say
authorities.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, the history.
Oh, man. Have they not been paying attention to anything going on in the world?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not necessarily bad.
Yeah.
You know,
the world needs a Harambe.
Yes.
I'm surprised that that's it.
Yes. Why, you don't think that would be a good name for this gorilla?
No, no.
Circle of Life, Danny?
Come on. The internet could do so much better when it comes to creativity.
Harambe McHarambe face?
Nah, I'm looking for something better. There must be some funny name.
Yeah.
I feel like you have one on the tip of your tongue, Danny.
I don't.
Yeah.
Keep with it. Dig in that brain.
I am looking through the article itself in the hopes of finding comedy gold, but I think that people are taking this somewhat seriously.
Yes. And also, people have been throwing around Harambe 2, Harambe Jr., Haram Better has been one of the names tossed around. But according to the Philadelphia Zoo, they came out and clarified that they will give a multiple choice of what the baby gorilla names could
be. Sounds like they're backpedaling a little bit.
Tyson, do you prefer that?
Well, it's probably safer for the zoo to be like, here's 20 names, vote. Than to just be like, okay, let's name it. So, yeah, it's smart because it still gets the public involved a little bit, but
it's not fun.
It's not fun for the people on Twitter.
It's not fun, Danny. Are there any Instagram filters that you think might be a good fit for this baby gorilla?
It's too early to say. I can't tell. It looks ugly.
He's got his whole life ahead of him. I would say something real bright.
Something bright.
No. It's equal. No. He's got his whole life ahead of him in captivity.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So I'm thinking more Inkwell. And he's probably, he won't realize how crappy his life is until he gets older and sees some television shows of Monkey in the Wild. Let's hope they never show him those videos.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, do not.
Yeah, that's an ugly baby. But that's not one of the cuter animals when it's a baby.
Really? You don't like baby gorillas?
Full disclosure, Danny, I don't believe that this is the actual photo of the baby gorilla that we're looking at. This is a baby gorilla, but this is not Harambe Jr.
Okay, well, it's still ugly. And it just tells me that when the baby is born, it will be ugly, like this one.
Oh, that's terrible, Danny. Terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Well, luckily, the monkeys aren't going to attack me on Twitter since they don't have accounts yet.
I'm in the camp that all babies are cute.
That's what James Franco thought.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw that documentary. Terrifying.
All right. Tyson, anything else on the baby gorilla not yet named?
I am going to say that all babies are cute except for insect babies.
Insect babies are not cute.
Yes.
What about ladybugs?
I even think human newborns are ugly. So I'm being equally...
I don't know what ladybug babies look like, but I'm assuming they go through some larvae stage, which it would be considered the baby. Mm. And that's the part where I don't necessarily think larvae's that cute.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe Tyson, if you have a cute picture of a baby insect, send it Tyson's way on Twitter.
Yes, please do.
All right. Our next story, let's talk about a story, a little bit of a follow-up to something we've been following for quite some time. About the Federal Election Committee is trying to crack down on these prank candidates for president this year. We talked about how D's Nuts was polling particularly well in Texas. Apparently, God is on the ballot in some states, Danny. Where is it? Where can you vote for God?
It's going to be tough to prove citizenship.
Yes.
Because I don't think he was born here. So, I mean, he's going to have that. That's going to come up for sure.
Yeah.
When he gets into some of those debates with Hillary and Donald.
Yeah, where was he born?
He was born somewhere in the galaxy. Maybe on,
Kolob?
I don't know.
You think Kolob?
Maybe. Yeah. But, I mean, there's going to be serious issues with him. I mean, does he have a house here? Does he have an address? How long has he lived here? What's his age? Maybe you can be too old to be president. I don't know. There's lots of questions that need to be answered before we allow him on the ballot.
And what's the health of God? Also, you know,
first and foremost, we need to find out if he's real.
Well, maybe that's what they're trying to do. Yeah. So it has come to the attention of the Federal Election Commission that you need to have a bunch of information that gets sent in by the candidate. So they're hoping that this is going to crack down on this, where you need to get a long form letter from the candidate.
Long okay. form. What does that mean? Like 500 words or less?
Yeah.
Like what's long form?
Single spaced.
Yeah, single spaced.
So that apparently that there was a letter that was sent in from God's campaign manager, which was on okay. Staten Island. Now, Tyson, are you buying this, that God's campaign manager lives on Staten Island?
I mean, maybe he has a house there, but I wouldn't say that that's his permanent residence.
Yeah. Danny.
So.
Is Staten Island the home base of the God campaign?
It's a great location.
Mm-hmm.
Central-wise, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good place to have your headquarters. New York's always a great place to have headquarters, right? Because there's a lot of electoral votes you can get. So I think strategically, God's made a great move by putting his headquarters in and around, you know, that type of an area. It would have been, I mean, if he had put it in like Nevada,
yeah,
or say Idaho, I don't think it would have been good. What are his policies though? What's he planning? Like brimstone and fire? What is he offering? Bread and manna from heaven? Well, I mean, any of that?
It's a great point. We really don't know where God stands on a lot of these issues. So the God campaign will have 30 days to prove that he exists or she exists, or the campaign for the presidency will be terminated by the FEC.
You know, these people at the FEC, a bunch of killjoys, because without these nuts or that cat, McChubby, or whatever his name was,
McChubby.
Or God, the McChubbins, I don't remember his name, but the cat that was also running for office, without these people, the electoral season would just be pure pain and suffering.
Mm.
These are the candidates who bring joy to our hearts.
These are, the clowns. Them,
these are the clowns.
No, we don't want any more clowns.
And they're the ones offering us the animal balloons and the you know, just the laughter. If we remove these people, what do we have?
It's a good question, Danny. We will find out.
Too serious.
As the march to November 8th continues, whether or not God will be on the ballot, if he can present this letter in the next 30 days. All right. This was a late breaking story that you had sent in. I would say that maybe parental discretion is advised, but probably should have began with the parents of the 4-year-old who gave their kids this very unusual birthday cake. So
we had this submitted by someone before.
Oh, before Danny sent it this morning. So
I'll do the research. You guys keep talking.
Yes, this was profiled on the Today Show that there was a young man named Benz Packard, and he is so in love with farm animals and visiting his grandparents' farm that his mom got him a very special birthday cake for his 4th birthday. It is depicting in icing a cow birthing a baby calf, Danny.
As I said in the email, a breaching bovine.
A breaching bovine cake. And that is what this young man got for his birthday. And boy, it's almost like the magic of City Slickers right there.
This is just, that kid got exactly what he wanted. I mean, a lot of kids.
Is there evidence that this is what he wanted, Danny?
Well, my question is, will they make this cake a regular thing at, you know, department stores all over the country? Is this going to become one of those high demand cakes, Spider-Man, Batman, and the birthing cow? Like, are those going to be options when you go in to buy a cake at your local grocer?
Yeah. To be fair, that according to the kid's mom, he did ask for a cow having a calf for a birthday cake.
Yeah, that's exactly what he wanted. How many kids get exactly what they want?
Most of them now, if they're a millennial.
This kid's life is peaking right now. He doesn't know it, but this is the high point.
The high point of the birthing calf birthday cake.
It's all downhill from here.
Now, Tyson, if Bergen could ask for such a thing, would you and Rachel give a birthday cake that was depicting such a graphic thing?
I think I would go a little less graphic with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like maybe just a calf and a cow standing next to each other and sharing a moment betwixt parent and child. But I don't think like a a calf frowning, and the image from the back of the cow is it's hilarious. Well, I guess if your child asked for that and you're like, okay, this is great. I mean, they made
the
national news.
The kid's probably seen it.
Yeah, the kid's probably seen it in person with his dad, who's probably a farmer, and it's just like the circle of life. And the kid, if the kid's stoked and that's what he wants for his birthday, that's a lot cheaper than a Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and kudos to the mom, because this is some great
artwork.
She's got, it's like a 3D design. The cow coming out is actually coming out of the cake.
Yeah,
as
it looks
if the
like
cake
it's,
itself is birthing the calf.
It looks like it's coming right at you.
Coming right at you. That's right. Now, Danny, did she go to a store to have this made, or she did this herself with icing?
I'm not even going to read the article. I'm just going to say she made this herself.
She didn't go into Carvel and ask for this cake to be made?
No. I without reading any of this, she did it by herself, her own hands.
Yeah.
She created this beautiful thing.
Now, Tyson, it does appear upon a closer inspection that there is like some sort of, I'm not sure, amniotic fluid that's also surrounding the baby calf that appears to be a different consistency. Is that jelly?
Yeah, that's a gelatin. Yeah. You can get like a gelatin style frosting. And gelatin's also good for your hair and nails. And here's what's ironic. Gelatin, that same gelatin, is made probably from the cow's hoofs.
A former
cow's hoofs.
Hey, guys, here we go. Great quote from the mom. She did make the cake, and she says, "And as I'm applying cherry pie filling
cherry
as
pie
afterbirth,
filling. Yes.
As afterbirth, I found myself thinking, thank goodness it's only family coming to this party."
Mm-hmm.
So she was maybe a little bit ashamed of her artwork.
Yeah.
Kind of diminishes it a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's great.
And then, isn't this very traumatic then at the point that this cake is going to get cut, where the baby calf's face is going to be sliced into probably 8 sections, if not more?
I think that first you want to start, you know, you want to pretend like you're helping the baby get delivered.
Mm-hmm.
You do, you give it a little bit of a snip right there to help ease it coming out, and then you just go to town. In real life, the cow would be cut up anyway and eaten, so this is also a representation of real life.
I guess so. And then those hooves that are coming out of the mother cow, are those coffee beans, Danny?
Rice Krispie.
Oh. Okay. Boy, hope Dominic doesn't ask for something like this for his birthday.
I found out who sent this to us originally, all the way back on August 31st. It was Hannah Goodman.
Oh, wow.
All right, okay. Hannah, thank you.
There you go. All right, so happy birthday then to this young man. Happy birthday, Benz. All right?
Then
we have to check in with our Pokemon AF segment. Travis Randolph sends us a story to an atheist vlogger in Russia who's facing jail time after posting a video of himself playing Pokemon Go inside a historic cathedral. Now, Danny, what do you think about this story? Should he be locked up for playing Pokemon in a cathedral?
Well, we've done several stories about churches in Russia. Remember the one person who paid for their repairs on their church with prayers?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we had another one more recently where I can't remember it. So I have a feeling that the churches in Russia are a special place.
Yeah.
And you cannot violate them with augmented reality.
Yes.
You know, you can go in there and pray, but you can't catch a Pokemon.
Yes.
That's off limits.
So according to this report, that they said that he was being detained for inciting hatred and insulting religious feelings. Now, what we need to know is, where does God stand on the Pokemon in the church? And if that would be something, if they can get that letter from him, if he could basically give us,
even if he was someone to Staten Island,
right? Even if he just got on Twitter and then could just tweet out a bunch of his thoughts on policy, then we could
at least find out.
Yes. Officially? So, is he verified?
Verified?
I don't think he's verified. He might be. He has a lot of followers.
That's true.
A surprising amount of followers.
Many, many
surprising
followers.
Amount of followers.
Yes. So, interesting.
Here's the thing. All the local churches here are all either Pokestops or Pokegyms. So it's almost incentive to go to church if you haven't been going to church.
Yeah, put Pokemon in the baptismal fonts and lure the people into there.
Mm.
Right? Mm-hmm. I think that's a great idea.
It's a good plan.
You know, lure them onto the pews, because like libraries, churches seem to be not so popular these days. So instead of, you know, pushing them out for inciting religious or insulting religious freedoms, embrace them, bring them in, get them in the pews.
The Poke players are who need God most right now. And if we're turning them away, then we're doing it wrong.
I love Tyson's Poke assumptions about Poke players. They're always spot on. I'm sure they're accurate to a T.
Tyson, when was the last time you played Pokemon Go?
This morning.
Seriously? Are you lying?
No, I woke up early because I had two Poke guys in gyms and I wanted to collect my coins and my... The premise of putting Pokemon in gyms is you go around and put as many Pokemon in gyms and then you hit collect and you can do up to 10 Pokemon in 10 different gyms and then you get coins and Stardust, which you can then purchase and upgrade your guys with. So, but once you hit collect... you have to wait 20 hours. Mm. And if
is that why Danny's in the gym all the time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Tyson,
exactly
how much
why.
Hatred did you incite while you were playing Pokemon?
How do you mean?
Well, because this guy, he was being charged by inciting hatred.
I have only incited friendship while playing Pokemon.
Friendship.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, that's everything Russia is against. Okay. It sounds like
that's the one belief that they. No, I. Yeah, it's been a roller coaster, a real whirlwind. I would say it's definitely going to be a bookmark in my life. Years down the road.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay. Be careful, Tyson. I don't want you, you know, going into a church, insulting religious freedoms, stumbling into the woods where the clowns hang out. You got to be careful,
Tyson.
Tyson. I do have to be careful. I went.
It wouldn't be the same without you.
I went to church with Rachel's family like a couple weeks ago, and there was not a Poke gym there, which I was upset about, but there was a Poke stop. So I added a lure to lure more Pokemon there, and I probably caught 100 Pokemon in an hour just hanging out.
At church.
Wow.
That was productive.
It's a miracle.
That was my deal with Rachel. I would go to church if there was a Poke stop or a Poke gym and I could play Pokemon.
And what does Rachel say?
She says yes.
Okay. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And,
I don't think
works out for everybody.
I can't remember the last question I asked my wife where she said yes.
Will you marry me?
No.
Or was that not even a hard yes? That wasn't even a hard yes.
That was a long time ago. all right. Now, one other thing before we start to wrap up, Danny, that you found a story about that lots of towns seem to have embarrassing statues. And people have started photographing embarrassing statues around their towns.
Yeah, this is great.
Did this speak to you? Like, are there any embarrassing statues near where you and Tyson live?
Probably.
I can't think of any, but nothing as great as this. And by the way, these people are embarrassed of the expression that an artist has made, like this one in Helsinki of the bad boy. It's called the Bad Boy, and it's a gigantic statue of an alien-looking creature peeing on some shrubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, what's embarrassing about that? I'm confused.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not embarrassing.
So where are these pictures of the embarrassing statues being cataloged, Danny?
Oh, here's one in Nova Scotia. Maybe we could get someone to go at the university in Halifax. And it is a broken penis with stuff spilling out.
Mm-hmm.
Was you think it that's made to be broken? Ejaculate or pee or what?
Yeah,
that's just the guts of the wiener. Wiener guts.
Now again, I think that while it certainly is phallic in nature, I think you could maybe argue that it is like some sort of a bone.
Yeah, it's a bone for sure,
and maybe that's marrow coming out.
I don't know.
Is that what we call it?
Probably, yeah. But when he submitted the drawings for this to get approved, nobody saw. I mean, maybe they need a pervert on their board mm-hmm. that approves these statues sure. because I would have recognized right away as a pervert that this is obviously a broken wiener spilling wiener guts all over.
To be fair, I think that probably at the time that many of these things were created, there were not a lot of oversight where there was somebody came in with like a paper, like, I'd like to make a statue. And somebody said, okay,
not a lot of people had seen wieners.
Like, okay, that looks good to me. Go make it. And so there was no Instagram and Snapchat and stuff like this. And just one other thing, that these photos are being shared on Reddit under the Pix subreddit in a thread called Show Us Your Hometown Art That Everyone Is Ashamed Of.
Yeah, and by the way, there's no ambiguity about the two deer banging.
Yeah. There is
that one's, that's very clear when he submitted this as art that no one was like, oh, they're having a wrestling match. It even has a dong. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is graphic.
Yes. Outside of the Heron Art School in Indianapolis, and there are two deer mating there.
And that you couldn't even show this on Game of Thrones. That's how graphic this is.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? That's a pretty low bar.
Yeah.
And
pretty wild. Tyson, I'm surprised that there's no unusual statues that might be near Pokestops that you've run into recently.
There have been statues, but no real unusual ones yet. When there is an unusual one, though, I will be sure to snap a photo and submit it to dailymail.co.uk.
Post it on the Reddit thread. Yeah.
I've always thought that if I made billions of dollars, I would make an awesome statue, like a 100-foot-high statue of me doing something awesome.
Yes.
Right?
Like
Wouldn't that just be great? Well, I don't know. Like, me riding a minotaur with Tyson stabbed on the end of a sword dangling off and like, or holding your head, just lots of options there. I mean, I'd like to sit down with you and maybe talk through some of my ideas, but yes. It just seems like if you're rich, one of the things you could do is build a great statue that could just be better than all of these.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think you have to be rich. You just have to make it a priority.
Yes.
Liz, you know. I can't send the kids to school or pay for insurance. I'm saving for the statue. Here's a rough drawing of me.
Is a statue that expensive? I'm sure it is if you make it out of marble, but couldn't you make it out of something that is less expensive material?
Nickel.
When the aliens land here in 10,000 years,
yes,
I want them to see my statue from space.
Oh, okay. It's that big of a statue.
That must be the headquarters of that world.
Right.
Because look at that sweet statue.
Like the statue of Bravos.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be that cool.
Ben King posts on our Facebook thread that the cowcake lady should get in the statue game. That would be a good idea for her.
There's already an anus there, but I feel like with a little reworking of the anus sculpture, you could make that, that could be the cow sculpture, definitely.
Mm. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah. All right, well... Fun News AF once again. Very happy to be back News AFing with you guys here after a very long trip back to Long Island.
Yeah, nothing quite like a good News AFing on a weekday morning.
Wednesday.
Right,
yeah.
Nothing to get you right after, you know, 7 or 8 days just with your family in tight quarters.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, no AFing.
Right, no AFing whatsoever. All right. So, Tyson, of course, people can send us in reviews every single week. Have we done anything in the last week to warrant someone giving us a good, honest review?
Yep, we've got a good, honest review right here.
Okay.
You ready for it?
Yes. Newsaf.news. That is the page to go to leave us your feedback and subscribe to the podcast, newsaf.news.
This is by Yizzard. And here we go. If knowing is half the battle, then listening to News AF will win you the war, or at least half of it. 5 stars.
Wow.
Thanks,
that's a great
Yizzard.
Review.
Good
Love
review.
Reviews.
Good review.
Hey, by the way, Tyson, I'd just like to thank everyone who questioned my, you know, emotional state due to a photo I posted in black and white. I had several people ask if I was okay. And
yes.
I just wanted everyone to know that I am okay, that I'm doing a lot better, and I appreciate your concern.
Yeah, the photo was taken weeks ago. He's okay now.
It's been a long time since that took place.
He's posted
and
a lot
I
of bright
everybody.
Photos.
Yes, thank you.
It was
I was the first person to ask if you were okay.
I did, and that makes sense. Being one of my closest friends, you know, that's important to me. So, yes, I'm okay, guys. I'm okay.
I posted a black and white photo, and I actually also had people ask if I was okay. So, continue to check in on your friends if they post black and white photos. Just, you know, a little, hey, are you okay? Notice this is kind of a dark and dreary photo. It goes a long way. You never know who needs that on that day.
Okay. All right. What's the hashtag today, Tyson? You got anything?
Wiener guts.
Hot dog meat.
I'd be afraid to click on that hashtag.
What are our listeners?
The only thing I have is from when we were doing the clown story, I talked about a ringmaster's degree. But just going back to last week, I feel like we really missed an opportunity when Danny talked about how he was overdue it.
Yeah. It was a great opportunity to use the hashtag. Finally, I came up with something hashtag worthy.
Yeah.
Overdue it. Do we just want to use that this time because we missed it last time? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that I'm open to it.
You're open to it. Well, Danny, what's your vote?
You know, I don't like to promote myself. I'll say this. If anybody's got something in the chat, I like to, like Tyson, I like to go off what they have. But if not, let's go with mine. That'll definitely help me move out of the inkwell filter world more towards
Valencia. I think it works on two levels because the one that you were overdoing it with the Mountain Dew, and now we are a week overdue for when we should have used that hashtag.
Okay.
Overdoing it.
It is. All right.
Overdoed it spelled D-E-W-E-D.
Yes. Going back to last week's soda story. So, all right. So, News AF will be back on Tuesday AF coming up. So, just 6 days until the next live News AF. We'll find out if Tyson went out and got the new iPhone 7 in, at least ordered it. I don't think you can get it for like 2 weeks.
Oh, I've had mine for a week already.
Yes. This weekend is my lovely wife's birthday. I will find out if she wants any sort of animal birthing cake at any point. She got a hamburger cake from her parents this weekend, and she did not love it.
Here's what I'm thinking, Rob.
Get a hamburger cake.
That's just called a hamburger.
Just surprise her with the cow birthing cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you going to be periscoping her entire birthday? I think that you should, but you don't have to.
Yeah. I probably once I get sort of sent to my room, then I'll periscope.
Okay.
Like get out of my sight. Go away. I don't even want to see you. Go upstairs.
You know
don't
what
come
I
down
want for my birthday. You know what I want for my birthday, Rob? And then you have to go upstairs for the rest of the time.
Right. Usually at some point where she's so fed up with me, she's just like, I don't want to see you. I don't want to see you. Get out of here. All right. So that's basically what's a preview of what's to come this weekend. I'm sure we'll have many more stories next week on News AF. Of course, you could follow Tyson on Twitter. He is at Tyson Apostle. Danny is also favoriting tweets on Twitter. He is at Danny Bryson on Twitter. And I'm at Rob Cesternino. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre, who edits the News AF podcast. We'll be back next week with much more. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
We did it, guys.
We did it.